It's time for another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every Wednesday we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring all of us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when they drop every week. For this episode, we're going to Tallahassee, Florida, home of the Florida State Seminoles and FAMU Rattlers. We're going to wrap with Albert Dorsey and Demetric Dessou, two Special Olympics athletes who have also taken up an interest in the behind the scenes that make these events roll. They even participated in NERSA basketball and flag football championships as staff to get some professional leadership experience. We'll start off learning about Albert and what got him involved with Special Olympics. Demetric joins us at the end to also talk about the power of inclusion. I met Demetric 2 years ago in Tallahassee while talking about the power of inclusion at colleges for our Media for the Movement tour. Let's not waste any time. Let's hear from Albert, then Demetric. My main man, Albert Dorsey. Albert, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
I'm terrific. First of all, tell us how long you've been working or participating with Special Olympics. How long has this been?
I have been typically working with in Special Olympics for, since middle school. So if I had to guess, roughly about good 26, 27 years, whatnot. You know what I mean? So I started as soon as I got in middle school, and my granddaddy got me started up, whatnot. And I've been doing it ever since. And I've been loving it ever since. You know what I mean? And I definitely want to learn the ins and outs, which I have the opportunity to do so. You know what I mean? I continue to want to learn how to, you know what I mean, get the ins and the outs of it. You know what I mean? I want to learn something new every time. You know what I'm saying? There's always room to grow. There's always room to learn more things. You know what I mean?
I love it.
I'm definitely open for that.
You talked about how your granddad introduced you to Special Olympics. How did that come about? What was that introduction like? He said, hey, this is something we need to go check out. How did that come about?
I'm a young kid that's from Tallahassee, Florida, whatnot. And I have a hard hearing impairment, whatnot. And, you know, so as a little kid, you know, I used to always get like kind of like picked on and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying? I was always still good at sports and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So my granddaddy actually found out about, you know what I'm saying, the Special Olympics, and actually wanted me to be a part of something that made me feel like home, that I could actually go out there and compete and play with no, you know what I'm saying, no disturbance of anyone like picking on me or judging me, you know what I mean, for my hearing impairment, you know what I mean? But as I got older, whatnot, I learned how to embrace it and just, you know, just roll with the punches or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So whatever anybody say, it is what it is, you know?
I love it. Here's the deal, my man. What sports have you participated in along the way?
I did track, flag football, basketball. I've done soccer, and I've done softball as well too.
So is there a favorite one that you have? That's a lot of sports. You're a super athlete. Is there a favorite sport that you have?
Oh, definitely football. Definitely.
I could dig
definitely
it.
Love it.
And so your granddad introduced you to Special Olympics. Was he also the person that introduced you to athletics? Like, when I was little, my granddad, he used to take us to the rodeo. Obviously, I'm not riding no horses, but I got a love for sports from like my mom. And so she watched everything. So how did you fall in love with sports in general? Was it him too?
Typically, man, my granddad, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've always been with him every step of the way. You know what I mean? Like, he's always like took me under his wings. You know what I'm saying? Even if we just going right around the corner to the store, you know what I'm saying? He always, you know what I mean? We had to roll with him, whatnot. So every time we watch, you know what I mean? Any type of sports on TV, baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm always right there with him, and he've always guided me, you know what I'm saying, into the sports of like learning the sport, you know what I'm saying? So I never knew everything at the time, but I've always knew I could turn to him and ask him, like, hey, what's that? What's this? You know what I mean? He was always right there to tell me.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. And along the way, I know you talked about all the sports that you participated in, but you also brought up the fact that you're trying to learn more behind the scenes, like how these events that Special Olympics holds and such gets put together. Help me understand this. We got NERSA coming up, And that's something that and you fill in the details. That allows college athletes to go ahead and participate in sports in different ways. I know we have a lot of events coming up, but over the past several months, you were able to participate in NERSA and flag football through unified leadership and kind of learn the ropes a little bit. Explain to us what NERSA is and then what you did.
Okay. Well, NERSA is definitely a program that's actually has its own program whatnot, but it also have like a program, an opportunity for the Special Olympics kids and, you know, I mean, athletes and partners and stuff like that have an opportunity to come in, and you have some of them that's actually playing, and you have some that's actually like helping out or volunteering, doing whatever they need to be done at the same time. And then as you're doing that whatnot, you know what I mean, you're actually learning a lot of stuff as well too, you know what I mean, behind the scenes, like how this go, how that goes and stuff like that, and that format whatnot. And so what I've learned is, like I say, you know what I mean, is I've learned behind the scene of like how you get stuff in, you know what I mean, in the role of the game, like how you get the game set up, and like and it's just more the little details. It's not necessarily the big thing, it's the details for me that I actually learned, you know what I mean? And I take my hat off to those guys, because all these years that I've been in the Special Olympics, I've never known for it to be that much work and that much time that they actually have to put in to doing what they have to do. And man, when I tell you, man, those guys was up, you know what I mean, all night trying to make sure that everything is ready for the next event or the test is whatever it may be, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, like it's crazy. Like they show this much support, you know what I mean, for this whole Special Olympics and how it goes and stuff like that. So I learned a lot, and hopefully I'm able to get a job with dealing with NERSA or something like that along the way, you know what I mean? So I'm just waiting for the right opportunity to do so, whatnot, now that. And I hope I go back to volunteering for the NERSA as well, you know what I mean, so I can get more experience. You know what I mean? That was just my first time doing it, and I enjoyed every minute of it, you know what I mean? So it's just, but I will say this, though, it was kind of like itching me, because I'm so used to playing sports, and I'm just like, yo, I want to play myself too, you know what I mean? But I also learned a lot behind the scenes as well too.
That's awesome. And correct me, man, it wasn't for football. It was for basketball that you went for, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was definitely basketball, sir. Yes.
So what was your favorite part? It sounds like you learned a lot and you were surprised at how much work went into it.
My favorite part is when I was actually on the the scoreboard, like the scorekeeping, whatnot. I actually enjoyed that whatnot, because like I say, it's a lot of the little detail that you don't pay attention to that nobody don't think about. You know what I mean? And like I said, I actually enjoyed that, because I'm doing that as well as watching a game that I love as well too. You know what I mean? So that's something that I definitely love doing as well. And along of helping other people. And then with that being said, I was able to get to sit down and actually see good sportsmanship. You know what I'm saying? Something that a lot of people forget about, you know what I mean? And rather than just competing, it's all about good sportsmanship as well too. You know what I mean? If a guy fall down, hey, pick up, you know what I'm saying? You'll get it next time, or whatever the case may be. So I try to do that in my part. And when I lead, like, especially like on my own team that's here in Leon County, like when I do it, I see my team follow behind me. So like I said, you definitely have to be a leader as well. You know what I mean? Doing that as well too. Sportsmanship.
You answered a little bit of my next question with your previous answer. Man, through all of your experiences, what have you learned about the power of sports and how it could help people? What have you learned about how we can take sports and have it do good in the world?
Oh, man, just don't judge a book by a cover, you know what I mean? Because you never know, you know what I mean, what that person could be, you know? And that's something that I've learned along the way myself, if I'm being quite honest, you know what I mean? Because that's something that, you know what I mean, when I first got in. Of course, like I said, I wasn't, like, doubting anybody or nothing like that, or picking on anybody like that, but it was just one of the things that it was an eye-opener, like, wow, like, okay, I didn't know he could do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you never know what a person can do until they actually do it. You know what I mean? So that's why I say you never judge a book by its cover. You know what I mean? That's just something that I've learned and opened my eyes on along the way. You know what I mean? And how to, like I say, be a good sportsmanship, you know what I mean, along the way as well, too, because it's just not about winning or losing. You know what I'm saying? It's all about just being happy and just going out there to performing to your best ability that you can. You know what I mean? And being glad that you got the opportunity to do so. You know what I mean?
So from all your experiences as an athlete and learning some of the leadership skills behind the scene, man, like, What inspires you to do all of this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Like, what keeps you going? What motivates you to participate and learn and want to do more?
It's, I mean, what keeps me going, man, it's just like, especially like working with like a younger group is what keeps me going, because I like to see the smile on a younger group, you know what I'm saying, a younger kid or something like that, you know what I mean, and just keep them motivated, because we have a lot of the little ones that's actually look up to the older people, you know what I mean, not particularly just saying only by myself, but a lot of us that they look up to, you know what I mean, but for me per se, I know I like looking up, you know what I mean, looking at the little ones, just being happy and just actually going out there and just performing to their best ability and being that I can help them, you know what I'm saying, and show them some of those things, whatnot, and guide them in the right direction and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So that's very important to me, you know what I mean? Because what I was giving, I want to give back, you know what I mean, in my own way, you know what I mean? Like I say, not necessarily have to be my son or whatever the case may be. Anybody that's willing to learn, like I say, I'm definitely always open to teach, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? God in the right way, you know what I mean? And that's what keeps me going, you know what I mean? And that's what makes me want to learn even more and more, the ins and the outs, because like I said, you never know how much joy you may put on one person. I remember when I went to Nationals, and there was this kid from Virginia, you know what I mean? We was running track, got fast, you know what I mean? I think we did the 200, yeah, we did the 200. I'm talking about, man, we was neck and neck. I'm talking about, and then he was just like, when we got done, he was just so inspired by me, you know what I'm saying? And like, it just made me feel good inside, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, wow, this is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody else from a whole nother state, you know what I mean? Just inspired me, because he's from Virginia and whatnot. And ever since then, man, like I say, you know what I mean? I had been guiding him the right way and stuff like that. I talked to him the whole time I was there. You know what I mean? Telling him, man, you could do better. Because I went to his event and he had lost the next one and he had his head down. And I told him, I was like, man, you'll get it next time. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep working hard. You know what I mean? You'll get it. You know what I mean? And he took that and he ran with it and he won the next event. You know what I mean? He came to me and he actually won a picture with me. And we swapped jerseys and everything as well, too, the same day. And we've been friends from that day on.
Man, I appreciate you sharing that story, Albert. I mean, that's one experience. Is there anything else, a favorite experience, a favorite trip, a favorite event that really stands out to you that you want to share?
Ah, man, when I went to my first time, back at my first time when I went to, I was in New Jersey. And our team from Florida, we was all together, whatnot. You know what I mean? We had a very special bond and stuff like that. And we were finna get ready to run we actually ran the 4x400, whatnot. And it was just something special with that group, man, because we actually all bought into the competition, you know what I mean? Just in that, like, no matter where we were from, like, we was there, like, we knew each other for 10 years, you know what I mean? And we didn't know each other but for a few weeks, you know what I mean? Because we had the training and stuff like that, of course. And like I said, man, that was one of my favorite moments. And then especially, like, running up under the lights, you know what I mean, at Preston University with a whole bunch of people out there. And it would just, like, cheer you on, man. It makes you feel real good, you know what I mean? Like, you really in like an Olympics or something like that, you know what I'm saying? With the way people cheer you on, you know what I mean? So it definitely felt good to have that experience. And like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to it again, you know what I mean? So,
well, I mean, for everything that you do, everything that you work on and your aspirations and some of your goals, like, what else are you doing besides athletics? You got any other hobbies? Are you listening to music? Are you hanging out outside? What are some of your hobbies?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I definitely listen to music and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know, I listen to a little bit of R&B. I listen to a little bit of hip hop. You know what I mean? So it really don't really matter to me. Long as the beat flows, I'm roll with it.
Okay. Well, let me know some artists, man. I think I might know all of them. What are you listening to?
I know I like Lil Baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Who else I like? I like a little Ice Cube, old school.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Busta Rhymes, that's another one I like.
Right.
Usher, you know what I mean? Go on my R&B side.
Usher's gonna do the Super Bowl app.
Yeah, I seen that. And then I dig Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown, those guys, you know what I mean? And then Mary J. Blige, that's another one. You know what I mean? So I got a little long list that I actually be listening to when I'm getting ready for the game or something like that. You know what
little
I mean?
Little R&B before the game?
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Believe it or not, man, it relaxes you so much that you don't even really realize. And you just like, wow. Because, I get a little nervous before I run track for some reason. I don't know why. You know what I mean? I've always been like that. You know what I mean? And it's like as soon as you get to that line, man, it's just nerve-wracking. You know what I mean? Because you got to wait. You got everything got to be pretty much perfect when you're getting ready to start off. But any other sport, I don't be nervous like that. You know what I mean? And it's just like crazy. You know what I mean? But so I have to have a little R&B for the track. You know what I mean? Once before I get on to the line and actually take off.
Okay, so no Crime Mob, Knuck If You Buck before you racing. You gotta listen to a little Smooth R&B. No Crime
there
Mob.
There you go. It depends on what type of event that I'm doing in the moment. But now if you're talking about basketball, I may have to listen to a little bit of Crime Mob, Knuck If You Buck. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean? But for the most part, man, you know what I mean? Like I said, it'd be regular old hip hop and nothing too crazy, whatnot. You know what I mean? Just nothing that. So I don't try to get outside. You know what I mean? Too much of thinking like, okay, it's just a game. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get out there and get it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, enjoy it. You know what I mean? So definitely, you know what I mean? So that's how I do it.
I love it, Albert. I mean, for everything that you've done, everything that you continue to do and trying to learn more of the ins and outs of putting together events and just provide an opportunity. I think that's cool to see younger people have a chance and smile and have some fun. What are some other goals and aspirations that you have, man? What's next for Albert?
That's something that I always wonder whatnot. You know what I mean? I really just try to take it a day at a time. You know what I mean? Like I say, if it comes, whenever it comes, I know I definitely try to act on it at the moment and stuff like that. But my goals now is just, you know what I mean, keep doing what I'm doing at the moment. And like I say, I definitely want to have a job with, like I say, the nurse or with the Special Olympics and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And keep going forward with that. But also, my son is actually joining the Special Olympics as well, too. So that's my goal with him. It's just to give him the knowledge that I have and guide him the right way and stuff like that, as well as coach him as well, too, and still play at the same time.
That's cool, man. For anyone who hasn't been to a Special Olympics event or seen anything, what would you share to them about at least coming out and checking things out? What would you say to kind of bring them out? What would you say?
Oh, man, just because it's Special Olympics don't mean that it ain't no competition out there. It's definitely going to be a good event. It's definitely going to be worth of coming. You're definitely going to be surprised by a lot of athletes, whatnot. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say come out and support if you can. You know what I mean? Definitely. You know what I mean? Because we need that support. And like I say, believe it or not, man, we all love that support. Just even being out there just clapping and hollering. You know what I mean? You don't even necessarily have to be cheering for one particular person. You know what I mean? Just actually coming out there and just bringing an aspiration to us, whatnot. That's something that we love. You know what I mean? That's something that we want to do. You know what I mean? And we definitely appreciate it, whatnot, when people come. You know what I mean? So, and it's just like one of those things, like when I went to New Jersey, you know what I mean? Like in the airport, they had a whole big rally for us. You know what I mean? Like coming down like a little red carpet type thing. You know what I mean? Make you feel special. You know what I mean? And make you feel good. So that's definitely something we appreciate of. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely try to appreciate everyone that I can, whatnot. You know what I mean? And help anyone that I can. You know what I mean? If I'm available to do so. You know what I mean? I just try to do my part and give back. You know what I mean? And I try to guide other people into doing the same thing, especially like with my home team and stuff. So when they see me do it, they actually do it as well, too.
I can dig it. And we got a guest that we're going to bring in here momentarily. Let's wait a second on this guest. I've actually met him down in Tallahassee. But before we talk to my main man, Dimitri, I have to ask you this. for everything that you've experienced in life, why is inclusion important?
Why my inclusion is important?
Why is inclusion important, period? Why is it important to give everybody a chance?
Oh, man, it's just because you just never know, man. You never know exactly what that one chance may take you. You know what I'm saying? So it's always everyone giving one a shot of doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Okay, yeah, I don't want to do that. But if you was to actually open that door and actually go through it, whatnot, like I say, it could take you, what, so long down the road, you don't even realize, like, wow, this, I'm glad I opened this door to myself to where I can go ahead and create an opportunity for me. You know what I mean? Rather than just trying to sit in the same place and just, you have to be open-minded when you're doing things. You know what I mean? That's something that I've learned over the years, having to be open-minded about a lot of things so that way I can create opportunities for myself and stuff like that. So inclusion is the best thing, you know what I mean, for anyone. You know what I mean? Just not myself. You know what I mean? It's always best for anyone because, like I said, you never know what the opportunity may bring you. You know what I mean? It may bring you a career change. It may, whatever the case may be, it may bring you more friends. It may bring you more joy to your life. It may, you never know. You just have to open that door and you have to go out and see it.
Absolutely, man. I think inclusion is best for society. Albert, we got a guest who's popping on here at the end of our conversation. It's my main man, Dimitri. What's going on, man?
This guy here.
Yeah, better late than never as we're here at the end of the show, man. Go ahead, introduce yourself. I want to make sure that we show you some love. We met down in Florida on the Media for the Movement tour, so it's good to chat with you again. Man, what's going on with you, man? What's the latest?
I've just been busy. I do a little bit more. I've been doing a lot more classes now. So I've been...
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Just staying busy. And right now, with family right now too, so... I'm getting that running up now too.
Okay, shout outs to everybody at FAMU. And I also understand, and we talked about this with Albert, that you were also able to participate with NERSA this past summer. What was that experience like for you?
I enjoyed myself, my first time flying ever. So that Texas trip was for 3 days. I had the best 3 days of my life.
Well, what did you learn on that trip, man? Besides getting on the plane, you made it. You're gonna get on the plane again now, right?
Yeah, my first time. Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
Oh, man, that was your first time?
First time flying, never.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, you got to get back on it now.
Yeah, I got it.
So what was that experience like on the ground? What did you take away from that experience? You helping out on the leadership side? What did you learn from it?
I learned how they product, how to product certain things and how they product the field, how they put stuff out on the field and how they manage certain things. And I learned how to... Many of those things I do now, besides, you know, before that, that helped me a lot managing my time, productive, and pace and stuff. So I like that right now.
That's cool. When we met for the first time and spoke 2 years ago, you were almost like Albert. Y'all are both kind of cut from the same cloth. Y'all play every sport. It's no holds barred. Y'all are going at it. And yeah. So Now you also know how things work on the behind the scenes on the management side. So, Dimitri, and I asked this to Albert already, what's next for you, man? You're doing so much.
I'm doing right now. I'm on the promotion side, so I'm to start putting artists and stuff out now.
Okay, on the music side.
And I'm doing school too.
Okay, well, listen, when you drop some artists through Atlanta, you let me know so I can check them out, okay?
I got you.
I'm gonna ask
you in the heart of the city where everybody's at.
Hey, don't tell too many people. I don't want no demo records and stuff like that. Don't tell too many people.
I heard that.
I'm going to ask you the same question, Dean, and we're going to find some time to chat on down the line. I just asked this to Albert. For someone who's participated in Special Olympics and played, and now you're learning about how things work on the back end through some of your experiences, why is inclusion important? Why is it important to give other people an opportunity just to go and learn and play, man?
Because you will never know what you get out of that person. And some people will surprise you what they can do.
Simple as that. I appreciate it. Hey, Albert, thank you for taking the time to hop on. D, it's good to see you as well, man.
You too.
No doubt. When I come down to Florida, I'll say what's up. I'm not playing no sports, but I'll be in the background, okay?
No, man. You got to play something. I got to get you one time. It got to be something. I don't know what it's going to be at the moment, but you got to do something.
We're going to put you on the field. We're going to do something with you
tonight. They got to be something.
My left knee doesn't cooperate. Maybe table tennis or something, but my days are running and jumping over.
Yeah, you know, we could do that. You know, a little bit of free throws. We ain't got to do nothing too major because I definitely understand the injury. You know what I mean? You know, I definitely get that.
Yeah, I got a lifetime injury. My left knee says no. My brain says play. My left knee says no. But I can knock down a free throw. So,
okay, we going to make it happen.
Free throw contest, I probably knocked down, I don't know, 70%, but I we could do that.
70%? You know, that's kind of high now for somebody who ain't been playing in a minute.
Oh, I mean, you stand there, you knock down two in a row, and then the next day, you know, you knock down four, and then you miss three. So I can get there.
Hey, it sounds easy, but it may not be.
I could shoot a free throw now. Come on.
I definitely like the confidence, brother. I like the confidence. You know what I mean? That's what it takes, confidence. There you go.
Most definitely. What you getting ready to say, D?
I was saying that we're going to try to get you on some other sport besides that soon.
He say he can't do it because his left knee say no. His brain say play, his left knee say no. We can't do it.
Alright.
Well, listen, I'm gonna be down back in Tallahassee sooner than later, and then we gonna catch up with y'all. Albert, Dimitric, I appreciate you guys. I look forward to seeing y'all soon. Thank y'all for taking time to talk about how important inclusion is, okay?
I so appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you guys. Much love to Albert and Dimitric for joining us. I think it's awesome that they're sharing what they've learned and providing those experiences for others as well by learning the behind the scenes. You heard them. You never know what someone can do until you give them a try. That goes for me and my free throws as well. I'll see you guys down in Tallahassee. The challenge accepted. If you want to give people a shot and opportunity through sports, go to specialolympics.org to see how you can get involved. I'm talking playing, volunteering, coaching, and more. There are events all year round, all over the world, and that means close by to where you live too. Go to specialolympics.org to find out more. You'd be surprised what you'll get out of it as well. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Go outside, embrace others, think about other people, and be inclusive.